Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. Now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
On this Encore show, a lady calls in from Oregon, desperate to have her son freed from jail. Darren prays a prayer that Lori could release her 40-year-old son and that she would truly depend and trust in God for her provision, that she would get out of his way so that he can begin to call her son to repentance. Darren and I discuss 1 Timothy 5:8, that if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Don't allow the enemy to cripple and paralyze you. Ask God for faith, because he can get finances you need anywhere, anytime. Now let's join the program.
Well, we're ready to go for today, and if you'd like to give us a call, we're here. We already got a call coming in from Portland. We'll take that in just a minute, but here is a toll-free number for you. 1-866-917-7256, or if it's easier for you to remember, it's 1-866-91st-PSALM, and we would like to hear from you. So let's take this first phone call, Barb. Hi, Lori.
Hi.
How are you?
I'd like to ask for prayer for my son, Lou. He was busted for taking the drug methyl, and he has to go to court and have a $6,000 lawyer and the whole thing, and he doesn't have a penny. And he's been a good kid, but brought up without a father and the wrong friends and everything.
All right, so what do you want God to do for you?
Well, I'd like favor for my son, and of course that he's very repentant and says, of course I've heard it before, but says this is it. And
has he been consistently on drugs?
Yes.
Does he have a record with the police about drugs?
No.
Do you think maybe there would be a time where he really needed to pay something as far like jail time? Do you think that there comes a time in a person's life when he's using drugs and nothing seems to get his attention that maybe jail time might be what he needs?
Well,
I know I'm talking to the mother here, but...
They arrested him for jail that night, and he said coming home, all I could think of is he wanted to drive into an embankment, and the only thing that stopped him was thinking of me, and I just feel like he is suicidal, and he says, Mom, I could not handle jail.
Oh, I think that's just a line, Lori. I really do. I think he values his life more than that. What I'm telling you as a mother to a mother, now's the time to let Jesus take over. You say he hasn't been raised by a father. You have a lot of guilt, and we're going to pray for you against that guilt. But how old is your son?
He's 40.
He's 40?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Lori, he is an adult.
Yes.
And you've got to stop.
How old are you, Lori?
I'm 64.
Well, it's time you put that kid down, you know. I think,
really?
You know, I really think, and this sounds kind of harsh, but I agree with Barbara, you know, maybe sitting in the slammer for a while get his attention. And a lot of people have found the Lord in a deeper way in prison, or if they never knew him, they'll find him in there.
That's right.
So does your son know how to come to Jesus?
He was very devout Christian as a young boy.
Okay.
And straight away with bad friends.
We have a tape message called... Bad company corrupts good morals, and
yeah,
it will do it.
He's well aware of that.
Well, let's pray for you. Father God, I don't know exactly how to pray except to ask for your will to be done in Lori's son's life. What's your boy's name, Lori?
Lou.
Father God, I pray that you would be with Lou right now as he's in a sentencing phase, and that I believe he is going to go to jail, and I believe he's going to learn some things there if he ever learns it. And Father God, I know that Mom's not always going to be here. She's 64 years old. One of these days she's going to check out, and that boy's going to be on his own. So, Father God, the sooner he learns about Jesus Christ and his love and his provision and his forgiveness, the better off he's going to be. So, Lord, I ask you to give Mom the courage today to put that boy right there in the hands of Jesus, and I thank you. And, Father God, we come against guilt and remorse here. Mom has. Lord Jesus, you bore not only our sins, but the guilt and the shame and the sorrow on the cross. And today I'm asking you to help Lori to release that as a mother. She's carrying guilt that she should not have.
That's right.
And Father God, Jesus. We don't know. We don't have all the facts, but we do know this. And this is a fact, that you love that boy more than Lori loves her son. So, Lord Jesus, we ask you to take over. Mm-hmm. Ask you to help Lori get out of the way. Mm-hmm. And to not stand in that boy's way of hitting the wall and really finding Jesus. And I believe this is the day. Mm-hmm. In your powerful name, Lord, and we ask you to protect him in the prison system. And you can do that, Lord. You're as big inside that jailhouse as you are outside. So take care of him, Jesus. We're going to depend on you because we can't go with him. Mom can't go with him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bring peace now to Lori in Portland. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Now, Lori?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good.
Well, you gotta forgive yourself.
That's right.
You gotta forgive yourself. I want you to pray this with me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I forgive the police. I forgive the father of this boy.
Forgive the father of this boy.
For not being there.
For not being there.
And Lord Jesus, I forgive and release myself.
Lord, I forgive and release myself.
Totally.
Total.
And Lord God, I forgive and release you.
I forgive and release you.
Because I blamed you, Jesus.
I don't blame you, Jesus.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Now, Lori, God's forgiveness is flowing through you. God's forgiveness is flowing through you, so you're going to get free of this mess.
Thank you,
okay?
Father.
It's time. At 64 years old, it's time. Do you get our magazine, Lori?
Yes.
I wondered also, Lori, does Lou provide for you?
Yes.
Does he?
Yes.
Do you stay at home?
Yes.
Okay. Well, how does he work?
He's a janitor.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
God's going to take care of you.
That's right. For your sake, I'm going to pray God's perfect will for your life, Lori. I really am. And he's going to take care of you. He really is. I feel like the prayer that Darren prayed for you, you felt guilty all your life.
Yes.
Because of this son.
Yes.
And it has not been your fault. It has not been.
Did you marry the boy's father?
Yes.
How long were you married?
11 years.
Okay.
Two other children.
Two okay. other children. Okay. okay. Well, are your other children okay?
Yes, they're good Christians.
Okay. Good.
Well, it's not all over. It's just the beginning for Lou, Mom, but you got to put him down. All right. Well, you'll be hearing from us.
Thank you.
Okay.
Leave us your name and address,
Thank
Lori.
Thank you.
I'm going to put you on hold
you.
Here.
Oh,
I'll tell you,
man.
Those are tough cases, you know, but you... I'll tell you, Barb, when we put the right words on it, and we realize that we have been mad at God... And we have to forgive God. And people say, why do you have to forgive God? He didn't do anything wrong. Well, that's exactly the point. You know, our charging God as wrong is what makes us wrong. Mm-hmm. And when we say, okay, God, I realize you're innocent of this. You know, I've been charging you wrongly, and I'm going to today, by an act of my will, forgive and release you. Mm-hmm. Then you're on the way to healing.
Well, and what's so sad about a story like this, this middle-aged son has obsessed her and taken her whole focus. She's got two other children that are Christians, that are living a great life, and yet her whole life is wrapped up in this middle-aged son. And I'll tell you, Darren, God didn't plan this. And another thing, if he knew that he was providing for his mom, truly providing for his mom, and it says in 2 Timothy, if you don't provide for your own, and that's when children begin providing for their parents, and that's really true. Let me see, I'll find it here. Now, if she is who is a widow indeed, and who has been left alone, has fixed her hope on God and continues in entreaties and prayers night and day, but she who gives herself to wanton pleasure is dead even while she... lives, prescribe these things as well. If anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, now this means if this son has been living and getting employment for he and his mom, who basically is a widow, and he is not providing for her, that means if he's thinking of himself more than her and going on drugs and breaking the law, then he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever or an infidel. That applies to children as well. I mean, somebody who does not provide, or, you know, if he's the main provider and he is more selfish about himself and his own body than providing for his mom, he's the, you know, First Timothy said
That's
he's
right.
he's worse than an unbeliever.
You know, when you make a decision to lay down the drugs, whatever it is, or the alcohol or the cigarettes or some other kind of prop that you've brought into your life to kill the pain, God can take care of you in a heartbeat. I've heard people say, I got off drugs, I got off cold turkey, because I had made up my mind, I'd had enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I let Jesus do it, and
yes.
I got off of it.
Yes.
And one man told us, he said it was a smoking demon. And he even shared that in some of his seminars as a professional. Well,
yes.
out in the secular world, where it's supposed to not be shared. But people want to know how to get off of that stuff, and I'll tell you, the doorway to that release and freedom is Jesus.
Well, I think of Anna in Luke, and I also think of the widow that put down out all that she had into that plate. Jesus noticed it. She gave all that she had. Darren, I believe they were well taken care of for the rest of their life.
Right.
And Anna, all she did in the temple was praise and worship God 24 hours. Or, you know, I know she slept some of the time because she was a human being, but she gave all of her time to the Lord. Do you think she was taken care of? Of course she was. God takes care of those kind of people, and I know he's going to take care of Lori. I really do. And
you know, I have a very encouraging email here. I'd like to read.
Yes,
it.
I know. You got several this weekend.
You know, God knew when I needed encouragement. You know, folks, I tell you, when you know that, when you know that you know that God knows everything about you. And I heard one man say that I respect deeply. In fact, probably I respect him more than any human being that's alive today. But he said, you know, God can get money to you any place on the face of the earth in 24 hours. Within a day.
I mean,
he
oh,
can find
cool.
you.
Yeah, that's
he can find
cool.
you.
He can find you.
Some of you are struggling with financial needs, and I'll talk to you about that in a minute. But here's an email that was very encouraging to me, and it should be to you folks that support the show here and support the ministry. He says, there is so much to cover that I'll select one instance for my comment. As a background, Darren, I began listening to you in 1982 and 83 during a time of great stress in my life. You often prayed for a supernatural touch from God in the language, I pray and ask. Darren, you've been right on so many times, but in one particular case, there was a family member of a godly woman in our church who had constant problems. The aunt was consistently and constantly insisting that the woman was demon-possessed, and all she needed to have the demons cast out. He said, one time I went along on one of these excursions, and this woman that the lady that had the problem respected wouldn't have anything to do with anything else except casting out the demons. Well, some months later, I was again on the road listening perhaps to the old KLTT format, and this woman, the niece of the spiritual problem, or the niece, excuse me, with the spiritual problem, got through to Darren on the call line. Darren confirmed that demons were not involved, but there was some unreleased curses on the woman's life running through the family background into the woman's childhood. What the Lord did through Darren on the phone was exactly what I'd seen in that person several months before. So be encouraged, brother. I have prayed for you frequently over the last 20 years. You're sincere. You tell it straight, even though not all the people in the body of Christ agree with our theology. I thought that was interesting. You will continue to walk in what the Lord has set before you. That's because you're faithful, and he is faithful. Thank God bless you. That comes from a gentleman named Chris in Aurora. I hope I get to meet you, Chris.
Wow, that is.
That'd be wonderful.
A good one.
Now, we don't have everybody that agrees with us, so we're going to give you one here that's on the other side.
And usually, Darren, if I receive an email and I, first of all, scan over it, if I see God in a little g, lowercase, or as in this instance, Christ is in a lowercase little c, I usually just throw them in the basket. But this email was so unusual that I decided that we would read this, because we do once in a while get these off the wall kind of emails. And we want you to understand that not everybody who calls themselves followers of Christ really know who Christ is. And this one has not capitalized Christ also. And she says, Barbara mentioned this morning a person by the name of Melchizedek, and she spells it all wrong, but being Jesus in the Old Testament, I pray that you truly do not believe this, for this would take the gift of Jesus, God's only little s, son, in vain, V-E-I-N. And another thing, people that email Darren, most of them have atrocious spelling. I don't understand why, but never have I heard of this person in the Bible, little b, and never does Jesus refer to this person in the Bible. Now, I want to say something here. God offers in several places in the book of Hebrews, and also other places in the Bible, including Genesis 14, according to the order, he actually names Jesus and says, according to the order of Melchizedek. He mentions that several times in the Bible. So if that's not true, never have I heard this person in the Bible, nor does Jesus ever refer to this person. That's not true. God refers to this person often as in the order of an Jesus as in the order of Melchizedek. Please be careful in what you teach people, for it is written that God will judge harshly those who falsely teach his word, little w and little h, and all the false prophets. I pray you search your hearts and pray on your teaching methods and what you are teaching people. You don't want to lead people falsely. I'm not judging, just if something you teach or do on the air is not backed by the Bible, little b, it is wrong. Be careful. And then she says, follower of Christ. I also want to say that in Genesis 14, Melchizedek came to out to meet Abraham. He was called a king of peace, and he was the king of Salem, and he blessed him with communion. That's the first time we see communion in the Old Testament, Darren. And then if we go to Hebrews 7.
Just a minute. Who served the communion?
Melchizedek.
Interesting.
Yes. And in the book of Hebrews, and this, I'm sorry, but this person who wrote this email is not a follower of Christ. I don't even believe this person has read through the Bible, the whole Bible. And because those of you who know the Bible, you know that Melchizedek is mentioned. In Hebrews 7, it talks about this man. Let's see. Let's start at the very beginning. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham as he was returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham apportioned a tenth part of all the spoils. And remember, this was before the law. Was first of all, by the translation of his name, King of Righteousness and King of Salem, which is King of Peace. Without father, without mother, without genealogy, neither having beginning of days nor end of life, but made like the Son of God, he abides as a priest forever. And God then describes Jesus as in the order of Melchizedek. We see also in the Old Testament, Darren, in Joshua 5, when Joshua met Jesus, who called himself the captain of the hosts. Here was a man who was standing before Joshua, who was actually Jesus Christ in the Old Testament. Also in Judges, we read in about the 13th chapter when Samson's mother goes out into the field and she is confronted by this angel. This is the angel of the Lord. This is Jesus, because we know that when Samson's father comes out and says, "What is your name?" He says, "Don't you know that I am called Wonderful?" And we know that in Isaiah, Jesus is called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. So I would say to this person, whoever it is, I don't know if it's a man or a woman, be careful about your spellings. Be careful about capitalizing Jesus Christ and God and the Bible.
Just a minute. Why do we need to be careful about that?
Oh, that is so irreverent. And they're questioning Melchizedek, who is in the very bloodline of Jesus Christ. He had no genealogy, no father, no mother. That means he wasn't a human being, because all humans have mothers and fathers. So we know this, and we know that David Hawking and so many biblical evangelists talk about Melchizedek as Jesus in the Old Testament. So sorry about this, but this is one I had to read. I usually throw them, but okay. when they're not capitalized, I don't give them a lot of time. But
they don't give you some biblical reference. You know,
we
like to have scriptures. Well, here's another interesting, encouraging letter, and also one for a request. In 1986, my daughter was diagnosed with kidney disease, and I happened to turn on the radio and began listening daily. At that time, you were teaching spiritual warfare class at Bear Valley Shopping Center. I began attending your classes weekly. You know, we had about 129 people stuffed in a little room one time there, right next to a restaurant. We saw fabulous miracles in that little class. I mean, it was really, really unusual. The Spirit of the Lord was always there, and people got healed and delivered and so on.
Praise God. She goes
on to say, my daughter was healed of the kidney disease thanks to many prayers and good medical treatment. Now, once again, I call you and Barbara to pray for the healing, this time for my husband, Paul. He was recently diagnosed with CLL, which is chronic lymphatic leukemia. I hope I said that right. I have supported your ministry since 86, both financially and spiritually. And yes, Darren, you do tithe more than 10% to the Lord, as I know you always ask. My faith is great as the Lord has healed not only my daughter, but also myself many times. My husband is born again and a good man. All right, let's go after it. Let's pray for this. Mm-hmm. Father, I know that you can move powerfully today in Phil's life. I know that. And Lord, this family has a history with you in terms of miracles and in terms of being believers. And today I'm asking you, Lord, to straighten out that bloodstream, the bone marrow. And I thank you that cancer has no power against you, Jesus, none. And I say today that this is being taken away, this leukemia. And Father God, I thank you that it's being washed right out of there by the power of the blood of Jesus. And Lord, I ask you, if you have to do it, give him a blood transfusion. Give him the real good stuff, the power of the blood of Jesus. And Lord God, you can do that, and we have the power to call on that. We also pray today, Father God, for Phil's mother, Phyllis, who is battling with colon cancer. Lord, she doesn't have to have that either. And I'm asking you to take away all the causes, all the root causes of that colon cancer, and set her free in the powerful name of Jesus. powerful name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Boy, the curses.
Curses all over the place.
We cut them off in Jesus' name. I also wonder why we've never heard from her husband, Paul. That's really, sometimes it's really interesting. We have people that say, I've been a power partner for 10 years, and we only hear from one. I know some work in offices, and they can't listen.
I'll put it this way. He'll call us when he gets the healing report.
Okay. All right. But God bless you, Cheryl. You're a precious friend and partner, and we're praying for you and your family.
And I believe this, Barbara, when there's one person really hooked into the power of God, the other one could be sanctified, as the Word says. Your spouse can be sanctified in the Lord because you're one flesh. And I believe a tremendous healing miracle is going on in Paul's life today in his body. Here's one. This gentleman says, my life has been a crooked road going back and forth between what's right and what's wrong. Now I listen to Christian music and I read my Bible every day, and I'm currently dating a woman that's 8 years older than myself. And then it goes on and on. I got all kinds of problems with, this woman wants me to move in with her. If I do, I'll have to marry her. Well, that's good. I do love her, and we get along wonderfully in everything. It's nuts how easy we get along together. She's my best friend, but I just don't know what to do.
Best friends sometimes don't make
them. Sir, I'm going to say this to you. You got enough confusion there. I would lay this thing down, and I would get away from it so you can get your head straight. I believe that as long as you're close to this person, there's enough confusion there from what you told me, and I didn't read all your letter here over the air, but there's enough confusion there. And I think you're walking right into a trap. So you asked me to tell it straight. Here's what you said at the very end. I need the Lord to hit me with a hammer with answers because I'm just too ignorant to see his subtleties. I tithe every month and I'm trying. I just need some hard guidance for better or for worse. Well, there it is, brother. That's hard guidance. Get away from it and get your head straightened out so you can hear the voice of God.
Wow.
And he wanted it straight, so I gave it to him straight. All right.
Yes, and we will write to him personally.
We will write to him personally. Well, praise God, we got another call coming in here. We only got 3 or 4 minutes left, so if you want in, you better hurry. Hello, Darren. I'm glad to see that you're still doing the stuff. A friend of mine that knew you from the coffee shop days turned me onto some of your tapes and said he didn't know if you were still doing any ministry or how to contact you. So here's this email. Bill and his wife Linda were regulars. I feel like I know you, also being as I have practiced practically worn out the tapes, and certainly the ones that we have here. First question is, we both live in Lancaster, California. How can we get Darren live by internet or by the radio? I would like to process a generational root in my life. Now, I don't know if that's a misquote there, but that's exactly what it says. I would like to process a generational root in my life if all possible. It has held me back for years. You don't process it, you cut it off.
You cut it off. And also, you can find us on freedomstreet.org. And some people don't know that is. But if you get a magazine, you know that our website is freedomstreet.org.
Exactly. Let's take this from Littleton, Colorado. Hello, this is Darren.
Hi, Darren. Hi, Barbara.
Hi.
This is Del.
Yes.
I've known you, Darren and Barbara, probably not you so much, Barbara, but Darren, since way back in Resurrection Fellowship when we were in the warehouse.
Yes. Remember that well.
Yeah, and my husband and I were involved with the coffee shop phone lines, I think, when you were up there where that marina is now,
right,
on the interstate.
Right, exactly. Thank you for coming up and helping us.
Well, it was wonderful. Wes, your brother, was instructing us a lot, and he was awesome. Well,
he's a great teacher.
I don't know where Wes is now, but my prayers are always with him and his family.
Yeah,
he's now in Bend, Oregon.
Yeah, Bend, Oregon.
Oh, he's still in Oregon. Well,
oh, yes.
Praise God. I've been going through some, for the last 2 years, some literal living hell. My husband and I were married for 20 years. We pastored a church in Fort Collins for 6, and we burned ourselves out. We weren't obedient to the Lord in taking time for ourselves and to rest. And something got in there and split us up, closed the church down, and he divorced me and left me penniless. So for the last 2 years, I've struggled. I went out to South Carolina to take care of my 93-year-old mother who had had a stroke, and that was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back as far as my husband was concerned. He told me that if I was to go help her, that I was to never come back, and the whole story was just an ugly mess. And
you're not still living with him, are you?
No, I don't know where he is.
Okay.
How long have you been divorced?
Well, it was finalized April 6th of last year, but I haven't seen him since August of 2000.
Okay.
I think he's living in Estes Park right now. He moves around.
Now, Belle, let me tell you something. I've only got 2 minutes.
Okay.
I want to pray for you.
Yes.
Tell me why you called me today.
Okay, well, I have a praise report. God's taking care of me.
Sure.
But I'm in a lot of pain right now. I had to move into a new apartment, and it caused my knee and my ankle to go out. And for several weeks now, I've been in a lot of pain. And my lower back on the right side, there's an awful lot of pain. And
let me tell you.
I've been getting treatment.
Okay, hang on just a minute. Hang on. You know why you're in pain? See, you're carrying your husband and the old church in Fort Collins and a whole bunch of guilt and a whole bunch of junk. And it's weighing you down. I mean, you just well have 100 pounds of potatoes on your back.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah, see, now your root problem, Belle, if you've been around me, and obviously you have, you know I'm going to go for the root. The root
here
is not.
That's what I called.
Okay. The root is not physical, it's spiritual. So let's get rid of that, okay?
I'm ready.
All right, let's go for it. Father, I ask you to lift off the guilt and the shame and the hurt from the divorce and from the church and from her mom and all the stuff. She's been carrying too much. And Lord God, our physical bodies cannot handle this. We're not made to handle this. And today, Lord Jesus, I say that your forgiveness is flowing through her, Lord Jesus, and that you are taking her and releasing her as she forgives her husband, as she forgives the church, even as she forgives her mother. And then, Lord God, most of all, to forgive herself. I say she is forgiving and releasing herself totally and releasing you, Heavenly Father. And Lord, as we forgive, we get free. Forgiveness is a master key to freedom. And Lord God, today I ask you to take that heavy weight off of her back and set her free and know that she is a wonderful handmaiden of the Lord. And Lord, you haven't written her off. I don't care what big mess she had in the past, you've not written her off. And I thank you today for hearing this prayer, giving me this prayer for her today. Now cleanse her life of all hurts and set her free. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in